Good morning and welcome to How You Do Anything is How You Do Everything. Good morning, Sherry.
Good morning, Ashwini.
Our assignment from yesterday was think of three dominant characteristics of someone you like. Write them down, record, and listen. All right, here's our first caller. All right, next caller. You are now live
next
on the air.
Would you please next first caller?
Would you please introduce yourself?
Oh, hello. It's Colin here.
Well, hello, hey, Colin.
Oh, I just had a bit of a shock then. So yes, oh, well, I'm very happy to be here. Thank you. This one from today and yesterday, the person you like and the person you dislike, and I was sort of looking at those two together, and I was a bit sort of puzzled with some of the characteristics that I was projecting onto the person I dislike. And then something just sort of dropped in about it is, well, actually, I could say that the characteristics of the person I like do apply to the person I don't like, and really it's like ego is nitpicking little faults with this person and saying, oh, but you've got to look at this because they're doing this really annoying thing, and then I don't see that actually we're quite similar and I quite like them really.
can you give an example, Colin?
Well,
fascinating. Go ahead.
Well, it's actually in the village where I live. You know, we've got a parish council, and it's the councillors on the parish council, and I'm sort of looking at being a bit more political and what have you, and ego saying, oh well, you know, they're this and they're that, and all they're interested in power, and you know, and they don't care about other people, but. You know, actually, they really do care about the village, and I care about the village, and we all want to do something good for the village. But ego's stopping me seeing that.
So the only one, in quotes, with these issues is ego.
Yes, that's right.
Right? And so that's what ego wants us to do, is believe that what it is what we are, and that we are, once we catch on to this, we are projecting that onto other people. I mean, first, we're just meant for ego to project itself onto other people and us to believe, oh, yes, he's that way, she's that way. Then we catch on to projection. Then ego wants us to believe that, well, I'm that way, and I'm projecting that onto other people. And then we get to the point that you're pointing at, which is, no, ego is making up the whole thing. And the only reason it can get by with it is that we are trained not to look closely at what it's doing and just to assume that what it's saying is true.
Yes, and I hadn't seen that. I was sort of really puzzling about it all day today, and sort of thinking, well, is that what I do? You know? So it's like my brother slurps his tea, and ego keeps going on about how he slurps his tea, but he's my brother, for goodness sake. So why does ego keep going about him slurping his tea? It's the same thing, isn't it? I don't have an issue
exactly.
with it. Ego does.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Oh, and it's so perfect. And this is where I always say we all need to regularly read the Screwtape Letters, because C.S. Lewis does the most brilliant job with exactly that. So your brother slurps tea, and it starts in, right? Until finally it creates this huge wedge between you and your brother because he is some disgusting thing that you just cannot abide, right? And because we never stop and do exactly what you just did, which is, he's my brother. I don't care if he pours the tea in his saucer and laps it up like a cat. He's my brother. I love him. Who cares?
Yes. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. But and I think that process must be going on, you know, obviously in a lot of other areas where there are people that I could be in solidarity with, but
yes.
Ego's taking me to opposition to the very people that I could be with. And yes. I suppose I'm in the going back to the political realm, that it's driving wedges between sort of political factions, and you know, I'm opposed to those, and I'm not seeing there's this sort of common grounds that we share, and to be looking to that really, rather than what these little faults that ego is finding.
Yes, and this is where it gets really spiritual, right? Because there are people in the world who don't care a fig about the village or about other people. They really don't. they
right.
do simply want what they want, and whoever pays the price for it is not their concern. And that's where now we have to take this to another level, right? So we recognize that. Yeah, that's true. And that's not what we want for the village. So how do we say no to the behavior without needing to hate, reject, and punish the other person? Can we still see the, you know, when we talk about your goodness is established, when we just, if nothing else, assume the intrinsic purity of that other human being, it doesn't mean we need to deny what's actually going on. So somebody
right.
wants to come in and drill an oil well on the village green. Do you have village green? or have I read too many novels? Anyway, right in the center of town, they want to put an oil well. And we're only saying no to that. But we don't have to hate the person who wants to do that. We just say, no, you don't get to do that.
Yes, yes. Yes, yes. Well, that's a whole new, it's that kind of opened up a whole new area for me to look at, really. Yes, yes. So anyway.
It's fun. It's fun, isn't it? To
pick yeah.
up something new for the purpose of practicing awareness in new venues.
Yes, so it's a kind of like, wow, I hadn't seen that. Oh, right, I want to look there. That's really interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's an argument for participating, for getting involved and getting out of ego's little comfort zone.
Yes, yes, participation, yes, yes, yeah. Oh, well, yeah. Right, anyway, so there's my... Yes. So anyway, thanks. That was a great assignment. I really appreciate it. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Colin. Great talking with you.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thanks, Colin. Sherry, I'm getting some texts that say that you are sounding faint. Not only
and
faint.
I feel so strong. You can hear me fine, right?
No, actually, I also could. I can understand you clearly, but the sound is faint.
All right, hang on.
Let me do this one first. This one.
Now you sound like the bottom of the. You're at the bottom of a well.
Okay, that was worse. Okay.
Right. Oh, that's better. Now that is good. Whatever you did. Sherry?
I wasn't talking.
Okay, that's better. That sounds good.
Okay. All right, here we go. We'll try this one.
Okay, let me bring on the next caller. That was a fabulous conversation. And the thing that I was looking at with it is how it's just the lens through which we look at always.
Mm-hmm.
That if it's the dislike and like is an ego lens. And I think the bamboozle is that just because it's both, right? That there are behaviors that we might dislike, but the bamboozle is confusing that with the absence of love.
Yes, and that if I don't want you to build that well in the middle of the village green, I still like that image. If I'm going to be a good spiritual person, I have to say, well, now that's just my ego. And so we just need to let her do that, because otherwise it's just ego resistance.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Two different, completely different issues.
Yes, and the corollary there is, I can love you and still not like the way you sip your tea. They are not mutually exclusive. And I think that's really the difference between the ego lens and the life lens, is that the ego is always an or. And whereas
yes.
a life is always an end, you know?
Yes.
It doesn't deny
yes.
one thing just for the other to be there.
Yes, precisely. And with the slurping tea, I suspect that even disliking the slurping tea would be some place where I'd want to bring conscious awareness. Because so often, the things that we have the hardest time with in other people are things that we are not allowed to do.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not
yeah.
that I might not want to slurp my tea. It's that I got so much rejection for it that I went over to the side of, that is a disgusting way to drink tea. I would never do that. Now I have to be the tea police and mm-hmm. and make sure that I have the right opinion about everybody who drinks their tea in the wrong way. So, you know, privately Colin might make himself a pot of tea and try slurping just to see what it feels like. What is it like? What is my actual experience of that? And is there something inherently awful about it, or is it just the way I've been conditioned?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And of course, with your brother, you have to wonder, how did I get this message and he didn't? We have the same parents, right?
Yeah. Just opens up all kinds of avenues of discovery.
It does. Yeah. Mm-hmm. When we'd rather explore than help ego stay in an unright place.
Yes. Separation.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah.
All right. Here's our next caller. You're now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Hi, it's Catherine from St. Louis.
Hello, Catherine.
Hi.
Hey, Catherine.
Hi. This was so interesting. I thought of the person I admire. I wrote down three characteristics. And then what I realized was I want those characteristics. So I've had some experience with projection.
Mm-hmm.
So it dropped in, well, if I'm seeing them in someone, then that I have them in me in some way.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then it started getting nasty, like conditioning wanting to argue that, you know, and how the many ways I fail at those characteristics. So I saw that, and I... the next thing that dropped in to do was, well, take it on faith that I have those characteristics. And so what?
Okay.
And then it went to, I want to live, this is how I want to be. So that all of the characteristics all seem to me to spring from being present.
Uh-huh. I'm sure.
So, it's just a lot was dropping in.
Yeah. So, Catherine,
uh-huh.
Where is the problem? When you look at everything you've laid out, where is the problem?
Kind of this nervousness or this anxiety that I really don't have these characteristics.
No.
I really don't have it in me.
You're getting warm. But the only problem is the conditioned voice, the ego voice, arguing you don't have them. Now, picture that whole thing happening without that voice.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
There would be no evidence. It would never occur to you that you don't have those qualities. So you look out your window. I don't know where you are, but you look out your window and you say, oh, that's a car. Now, how do you know that that's a car? Well, because you have experience of a car. You know it's not an elephant. You know it's not a tambourine. You know it's a car. Now, what is a car? Okay, that's another whole thing. It's what we call that thing that looks like that and does that.
Mm-hmm.
That's the word that we have for that. Out of all of the qualities that a human being could possess, those were the qualities that you came up with to describe this person whom you admire.
Mm-hmm.
How would you do that if you didn't know those characteristics?
Yeah. Yeah.
So that's the place we have to look always. Where is the problem? The voice that's making a case against our experience. Again, without that voice, it would never, if you picture a person who didn't have that voice doing that exercise, it would never occur to them that they didn't have those characteristics.
Hmm. Is looking at how I have those characteristics just a trip into conditioning?
Well, we can certainly practice choosing what we want.
Okay.
So that's my whole rant about, you know, I choose peace and calm. I choose unconditional love. I choose peace and joy. I choose whatever it is that we want, so that we continue to turn our attention to what we choose, and we're taking ourselves constantly to that experience. But the real secret to the whole thing is don't indulge those voices. Here's the principle behind that to apply to everything. Whatever those voices are saying, the exact opposite is true. Now, there may be a circumstance somewhere in the world where that won't be the case, but it is such a constant that you would be well served to apply it to every single thing that happens in conditioned mind.
Mm.
When it says you don't have those characteristics, you can know it's only saying that because you do.
Mm. Okay. Okay.
Because, without what is its point? That's the other thing. I wish everybody could ask themselves that question.
Yeah.
What is the point?
Telling me this?
Right. What is the point? Why would you want to convince me I don't have good qualities? I mean, if that wouldn't answer for anybody, it wouldn't create for them the clarity that this is not somebody you want to listen to, I don't know what would.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Excellent. Okay, thank you.
All right. Thanks, Catherine.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thanks, Catherine. You know, Sherry, we said it, and I don't feel like it, that ego is a negative function. And so it's always negating.
Yes.
We could just, it's always saying no to what is so. And to me, existentially, if those qualities exist in the tree, in a world of non-separation, they exist. So they exist in me too, right? Because there is no distinction between me and the tree, essentially, at any level.
Yeah.
However you want to talk about it, in the physics of atoms or in the spirituality of the intelligence that animates all, the fact is that we all share the same qualities.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, and that there is something that wants to deny that. As you say, the ego is a negating force. It is no to life's yes. So it makes itself, once we catch on to it, it makes itself so obvious. Mm-hmm. What is it that is negative? Well, that's ego. Okay, I don't need to listen to that.
Yeah. Because it's not true. I mean, it is truly an illusion to believe it, because what it's saying is not true.
Yes.
And our experience proves it over and over again.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, yeah, exactly.
All right, here's our next caller. You are now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Oh, busted. Hi, I've been going back and forth between trying to listen and being really anxious about being called. So,
and who are you?
Oh, hi, I'm Bonnie.
Hi, Bonnie.
Hi. So I'm trying to let go of the preface, which is a lot of why I shouldn't have called, because, okay, so there's that.
Right. You called because you wanted to.
Yeah, and there's all my, I actually haven't been keeping up. This is the first day I've listened live for like 2 weeks. And
Bonnie, we're not Catholic.
Sorry?
We don't need to confess.
Yeah, I know. That's why I was thinking there was all these things coming up that were reasons why it's too embarrassing to call in.
You know, we call those hogwash.
I'm trying to quickly go through them so that I can get to the thing I wanted to.
Don't go through them. Just ignore them.
Okay.
Here we are. Here we are together.
Thank you is first. And then I've been trying to figure out a long life question thing. And I know I can hear you saying, don't try and figure it out because that's where ego is. But I do have to figure it out. So it occurred to me.
No, Bonnie.
I don't. Uh-oh.
What you need to do is drop it.
Well,
because trying to figure it out is what's keeping you from clarity.
And so, okay.
Let me ask you this. Did you do either of the exercises, the person you admire or the person that you dislike, the quality and characteristic?
I'm like last Monday is where I am in terms of the things.
Okay. Well, how about just doing it right now? Can you think of the characteristics of somebody that you like, that you admire, that you respect?
Kindness. And patience, and feel like they're really using their life well, being present, and I guess some kind of wisdom.
Wisdom, presence, kindness. Wisdom, presence, kindness.
Patience.
Patience. Okay. And did you listen to the conversation we just had with Catherine so that you're able to take that in
Yes, mostly. I was going in and out because I was listening and then I was getting anxious about if I got called. And I think I thought if I got anxious enough, then I wouldn't get called and then I wouldn't have to worry about it. Oh, dear.
You know that's what we call magical thinking, right?
Oh, yes, I'm very good at that. I had what felt like a big insight for me recently. I've been trying to, I realized I'm asking a lot, like asking the world or asking life, but I don't always really take the time to listen for the answer. I can get so involved in, just help me understand this, and I'm not actually being quiet. And I have a little practice. I go for a walk and I stop and I stay with this tree. And I thought about being able to listen to the tree. And it was wonderful because it took me a while to realize this isn't necessarily going to come in words. In fact, it's probably not going to come in words. And then to just try to let myself be with the tree in stillness and receive the tree.
And what if we were to look at that tree, what, how would you describe the qualities and characteristics of that tree?
Rooted, definitely. Grounded, quiet.
Patient?
Very, yes, in a very old kind of way, like because I think they live so much longer than we. And I imagined her or it seeing me moving in a blur, this unrooted two-legged one moving in a blur.
And kind?
Yes. Sort of beyond kind, like bigger than kind.
Mm-hmm. So all of the qualities and characteristics that you admire, that you, I would guess, have come to awareness practice to emulate, discover, pursue, embody, enjoy, you experience in the trees.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And what you've also noticed is that when you seek quiet and stillness, then the, whatever we want to call it, the intelligence, life, wisdom, is able to communicate with you.
If I can be still, sometimes
when you are still, life can communicate with you. Yeah?
Yes,
so,
here's
the secret, okay? You know what is required. Going to conditioned mind to argue about that is really a waste of your precious life. So you know, you go, you spend time with that tree, it is the embodiment, you are projecting, you experience in it all of the qualities and characteristics that are in you that you desire, okay? Going to a voice that says, yes, but you can't, yes, but you don't, well, if you could, yeah, but you don't, that is a waste of your precious life. That's the same thing Catherine was talking about. It's not there to help you, it's there to keep you from recognizing that you already are everything that your heart desires. Okay?
I wonder whether, though, I fall into a place where
Bonnie, the correct answer to my question was yes. Okay, so my encouragement to you is to listen to this conversation again and then really take it to heart. Really practice what you already told me you know is the path to your salvation. Okay? And you'll hear yourself very clearly describing what is stopping you. And so, increasingly, when you spend time with the tree and in that silence and solitude, you'll recognize those voices trying to talk you into going up into your head for a yeah, but. And increasingly, you will say, I don't choose to do that. I choose to stay here in peace and quiet and wisdom and kindness and patience. Okay?
Okay.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Bye.
Bye.
Thanks, Bonnie. And Cherry, that brings us to the end of another fabulous show. And the assignment is a very appropriate one given all of these conversations, which is, can you own these and see how you are like that too? Record and listen.
Yes, and per these, especially these last two conversations, to be very aware of that negating voice of ego that wants to do a yes, but.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and the
the thing that I was looking at when you were talking to Bonnie is the extent to which we believe that voice and believe that there are times when those qualities don't exist in us because we're believing the voice.
Right. It is rather circular, isn't it?
Yes, and yeah. So not believing the voice is how we break the circuit, but when we're believing the voice, it's hard to see.
Yeah. Yes, yeah. Exactly so. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right.
Sort of a presence to life that it's always wisdom, love, and compassion, even if we're absent from it for a moment. So just because we're absent from it in the moment doesn't deny that those qualities are always in existence.
Yes, and that we can return to them with the flick of attention.
Right. And just because we were away for a little bit doesn't mean that it changed.
Right. There's nothing wrong.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Now we're home. All is well.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Thank you, Sherry.
Thanks, Rishmini. Thank you.
Take care,
Go
everybody.
Go happy, everybody. Treasure yourself.